KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's currently 31 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high around 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. In the latest news, a man and woman from Adams County were arrested Thursday evening on assault and drug charges after the vehicle they were in struck a Council Bluffs police officer. According to Council Bluffs Police Sergeant Matt Brinkman, at around 6:40 p.m., officers were called to the Walmart store at 3201 Manama Center Drive for a shoplifting in progress. When an officer arrived, the female suspect, 28-year-old Anna Armstrong of Corning, was leaving the business. The officer attempted to stop her and place handcuffs on her for safety. Armstrong then began fighting with the officer, and an officer needs assistance call went out over the radio. At about the same time, a man identified as 68-year-old Clifford Palmer, also of Corning, pulled up to the front of the business in his vehicle. Armstrong was able to open the front passenger door and get inside the vehicle. And when the officer attempted to pull her out of the vehicle, the car sped away, which caused the door to hit the officer in the leg. The officer's injury did not require medical attention. Additional officers were able to make a traffic stop in the 3100 block of Manawa Center Drive, where both suspects were placed under arrest. When doing a search of the vehicle, narcotics were found. Anna Armstrong was arrested for criminal trespass, assault on a police officer with injury, interference with bodily injury, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and methamphetamine with the intent to deliver, and theft in the third degree. Clifford Palmer was arrested for interference with bodily injury, possession of controlled substance, methamphetamine with the intent to deliver over 5 grams, also possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver, and assault on a peace officer with injury. Three area men charged in connection with multiple January 2015 hunting violations in Cass and Audubon counties have had at least some of the charges dismissed against them in court. Online court records show Judge Karen Maylander on November 29th dismissed charges of reckless use of a firearm and trespass filed in Cass County against Bradley Wendt of Denison and Donald Kinsey of Stewart. A charge of reckless use of firearm filed in Cass County against Dustin Hansen of Adair was dismissed by the same judge back on August 30th. Continuances were requested last January in connection with the trespass charges filed against Wendt and Kinsey in Audubon County. The Iowa DNR had filed the charges on December 9th of 2015 after officials began an investigation following calls from the public. Police in Council Bluffs have charged a man with going armed with intent and other charges following an incident at an apartment complex early Thursday morning. 24-year-old Ishmael Jordan of Council Bluffs also faces one count of aggravated domestic assault, two counts of aggravated assault, and one count of child endangerment. He was transported to the Pott County Jail without incident. Authorities said at around 6:35 a.m. Thursday, officers were called to 3201 Renner Drive for a disturbance at an apartment involving a male suspect who was allegedly threatening parties inside the apartment with a firearm. Officers arrived on the scene and, after securing the area, positioned themselves around the apartment building. A short time later, the male subject, identified as Jordan, left the apartment and was immediately confronted by officers on the ground. That allowed other officers on location to approach the man and take him into custody without further incident. Police later found there were four victims inside the apartment, including the suspect's girlfriend, two other female subjects, and the suspect's 3-month-old daughter. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports four recent arrests. On Tuesday, 23-year-old Ashley Marie Gray of Tabor and 19-year-old Denver Allen Cook of Glenwood were arrested on separate warrants for assault. Bond for both individuals was set at $1,000 each. On Wednesday, 36-year-old Helen Elaine Tuper of Malvern was arrested in Malvern on a charge of harassment. Her bond was set at $300. And 45-year-old Wendy Ann Edmonds of Glenwood was arrested for domestic abuse assault. Edmonds was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. Shelby County Emergency Management Agency said yesterday they have discontinued their seasonal field and grassland fire danger notices. Local fire departments and businesses with the fire danger warning placards may move them into the low category. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert says he thanks those who posted the fire danger boards and the media for emphasizing the potential fire danger in Shelby County. He says public awareness, reminding citizens of the danger associated with open burning, and the availability of their local fire chief to help them assess and plan safe burns, he says, benefits all of us. Seibert says twice a week during the planting and harvest season, they ask their local fire chiefs to move or change the local fire danger boards. And those persons are volunteers, he said, and it shows their dedication to prevent fires as well as to respond to them. The fire danger program in Shelby County will resume next spring. In the funeral announcements, Joyce Trent, age 81, of Menlo, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A gathering of family and friends of Joyce Trent will be today from 10 until 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. John Newsom, age 42, of Exira, died November 24th at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for John Newsom will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Betty Jane Zanders, age 87, of Anita, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Betty Zanders will be today at 10:30 in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Charlie Bashore, age 85, of Clarinda, died Monday. Memorial services for Charlie Bashore will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Ritchie Funeral Home in Clarinda. Artist Artie Dusenberry, age 85, of Atlantic and formerly of the Humboldt, Nebraska, and Glenwood areas, died Tuesday here in Atlantic. Funeral services for Artie Dusenberry will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Holy Rosary Church in Glenwood. Peterson Mortuary of Glenwood has the arrangements. Cleo Anderson, age 91, of Harlan, died Monday in Atlantic. A mass of Christian burial for Cleo Anderson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Dorothy Armentrout, age 76, of Colorado, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Dorothy Armentrout will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Mike McConnell, age 57, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Mike McConnell will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Elmer Bud Meyer, age 100, of Bridgewater, died Sunday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Bud Meyer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Messina United Methodist Church, with Steen Funeral Home of Messina in charge of arrangements. Norma Jean Bertelson, age 80, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Nora Jean Bertelson will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And Dr. William C. Peterson, age 77, of Exira, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Dr. William Peterson will be on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.